Okay, business of the day. The following players did not participate in practice. Gilmore with a wrist, Hopkins with the right groin, Goodwin with the hand, Brooks with the foot. Limited in practice today was Bird and Legursky. And that's where we are. And pretty much everybody else is healthy. And, you know, we got a lot of challenges this week. We're playing a good football team, you know, both defensively, offensively, and special teams. And we're going to have to, you know, work extremely hard. And obviously it's our first game on the road. So, you know, we're excited to put in the work this week and go down there and compete.
Penalty is still a big issue this past week, 7 for 55 yards, I think it was. How do you, what have you done this week to prevent that from happening this weekend? What penalties? How do you prevent more?
Yeah, we're working on it. I mean, I think you see it's a work in progress, you know, trying to prevent them, keep educating the players, working in practice that if we do have penalties that we're working not to get them, whether it's an offsides or just some mistakes of turnovers or drop balls. You know, I found that you don't really get a lot done when you talk about the peer pressure part of it. I'd rather be in the education part and how we're going to get it better and working with those players to get those things corrected.
What about the discipline factor, Doug? You know, I think of maybe Aaron Williams this past week or that type of situation. I mean, this function of your offense and those types of issues or whatever, or either side of the ball and, you know, the offsides or that type of thing, then there's plays like that.
Well, I look at things as, you know, unforced errors, you know, which are the offsides and things like that. And then, you know, obviously I look at some of them, the penalties, and we evaluate them after the fact. I think the league does a very good job. You know, we're able to turn things in, you know, and they're able to give us an explanation on it. I think that helps us clear some things up internally and where we can both get better, working together as coaches, players, and officials. And I think sometimes that, you know, you like your players to be disciplined and not get, you know, those type of penalties. But I think, you know, not that we condone that, but, you know, to say that it's never going to happen, we try to prevent that as much as we can.
Hey, Doug, you've seen Geno Smith 3 times in your college career. Obviously, things change naturally. But having some background on him and some knowledge, does it help you this week moving forward?
I'll tell you what. I mean, having competed against him in college and then having the ability to work him out and spend some time with him, I had a great appreciation for him then. You know, of what was asked of him and what he did and what he had to do. And when I look at him now, you know, I see a player that's developing. And I said that before, that, you know, we made a decision to go with EJ. We thought that was best, you know, for our organization. But I thought that there were quarterbacks out there that will win in this league. And I think that Geno Smith is developing, and he's doing a nice job there. He really is, when you see what they're asking him to do.
Just going back to Legursky, he was part of that competition during the preseason with Colin Brown. Is that something that's still active now that he's healthy again?
I think Colin Brown's our starting left guard, and we'll evaluate Doug when he gets back.
Talking about the road game coming up, EJ, one thing that stood out about EJ's poise, how do you think that's going to translate to his first road start?
I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, obviously he came from the ACC, and, you know, I used to joke when I first came into this league about, you know, away games and those type of environments. And I think, you know, when we played a place like Florida State and you played in the SEC, I think they're a lot more hostile than what we face. So I think, you know, again, it's just a matter of execution, what it comes down to. And I don't really see that he will have I don't perceive any problems. We'll work on noise. We'll work on those things just like we do with our defense when we're at home.
Being an offensive line guy yourself, what have you thought of the performance of your tackles, Eric and Cordy?
I think they've been playing well. I think they've done a nice job. I think they're going to be challenged each week. I think that, you know, they need to get better and develop. And, you know, I feel fortunate that I'm able to work with them every day in individual and watch that development personally.
Can you take us through the Jets defense a little bit? What do you think that they do well on defense, on the side of the ball, and maybe a couple of players that really stand out to you?
Well, I think, you know, to talk about a couple of players would be difficult because it's a team effort by them. I think over the last 5 years, statistically, when you look at the numbers that they have, you know, they've been ranked in the top 5. You know, the one thing that they do an excellent job of, one of many things they do a great job of, is pretty much on average, you know, if you have 12 drives in a game, you know, on average, five of them are going to be three and outs. And I think they do a very good job in attacking, confusing, you know, competed against, you know, Rex before when he was in Baltimore. They did an outstanding job there, and I think it changes. And I think it's going to create a great challenge for our offense. It's going to be a great test for our guys.
Doug, when you've got a guy like Patton who's been with Rex for 11 years before this, are the conversations different this week? Do you have a little bit more knowledge of what you're going to be facing because he has had some inside knowledge over there?
I think that we can all see it on tape, and I think that both systems, you know, offensively and defensively, as with our systems, play to the strength of the players. So you see a little bit more. I think that, you know, you go back in, and like I said before, you try to, you know, keep files on coordinators and what they do and what they like to do. But again, I don't think you might have a little bit more knowledge towards the personnel, but that was from last year, not necessarily this year. And I think a lot of those players have gotten better.
You think Rex is pretty dangerous right now, Rex Ryan, because he's kind of a wounded dog, seemed to be in trouble. But doesn't, and what has Mike said, if anything, about that, but Rex really have this team ready to go?
I personally have not had a conversation with him in regards to that. You know, my conversations have been more, you know, game planning and things of that nature that may be able to help us or give us greater insight. I don't think that's a secret. And, you know, I look at it, you know, when those players go on the field, it's going to be, you know, the Buffalo Bills versus the New York Jets. And you know, we as coaches, sometimes maybe, you know, people would like to think, you know, that we're out there playing, but we're not. You know, the players are out there playing. And, you know, the one thing that we have to do a good job of is make sure we're putting them in position to make plays. And really, that's our responsibility.
Coach, do you think the two rookie quarterbacks in this game might have a small added measure of comfort when they've seen some similar defensive looks and practices since the spring?
Well, I can't speak for Geno, obviously. You know, but I know that, you know, with EJ, you know, we go into it every week with a plan and a process to get him prepared to play against, you know, whatever opponent it may be. So, you know, maybe some of the schematics things, you know, we'll have seen. Obviously, there's a foundation to those systems. But again, you have to be ready for game day for the unexpected or think what may change or, you know, what their plan is and how to attack. And I think that during the course of a game, quite a bit, a lot, you know, you have to be able to make adjustments. You have to see early on what the team's thought process is and how they're attacking you. And then you make those adjustments. So you have to be ready for that week to week. I don't think there's ever a comfort, you know, from a standpoint, at least, you know, from our end offensively of, you know, where we are. I think there's always something on, a chip on our shoulder, knowing what we have to do and knowing what the challenges are.
After struggling to get off the field on third down against the Patriots, how significant was Mario's ability to get those sacks, four of them on third down, I think, and three of them in Bills territory, get those sacks at those times?
Well, I think it was crucial, but again, I think, you know, if you ask Mario, he would tell you it's a team effort. Most of the time it goes in conjunction with the back end. You know, when you see players making sacks, a lot of times it's because you have good coverage on the back end. And I think that those are the things that went on. I think it was a combination of, you know, Mario winning the battle that he had to win. I think the other guys were taking up blocks and pushing and moving and getting the quarterback off the spot. And I think the defensive backs did a nice job of covering. So I look at it as a combination of all that that was able to cause success for us in those third down situations.
Fairly or unfairly, Mario is regarded as a star pass rusher. I know he does a lot of other things, but the fact that he was brought in here to help improve the pass rush, that still is significant, the fact that he did deliver at the job that this team has been counting on doing for him, as well as everybody else played around him. But I'm specifically referring to Mario's impact and just the fact that he delivered on some of the promise, the reason why he's getting paid that much.
Yeah, I wasn't here when they acquired him. So, you know, when all of this, you know, the promise and all the other things. I can't really relate to that because, you know, obviously I wasn't here. I can relate to the fact that, you know, we were in a position with the number two pick when I was in New Orleans, you know, studying Mario and how good of a player he was, and then having to compete against him when he was at Houston and then practicing against him for 3 days. So, you know, I was excited, and I think that I think he's a very, very good football player all around. I tend not to try to label him, you know, as an elite pass rusher. I think he's an excellent pass rusher. I think he plays very well against the run and is really a complete player for us that can do a lot of things.
He talked about after the game, he was pretty open about the fact that mentally this is the best he's felt. You know, with all that went on with him in the offseason, he mentioned his personal life to us after the game. When you've talked to him, do you have a sense of that with him as far as kind of where he's at, not only physically, but also where his head's at now and maybe how that's contributing to his level of performance?
Well, I've never seen his head out of it from a standpoint of, you know, maybe being into it or being out of it. What I saw was that, you know, he had a condition that was bothering him, and we had to make some good decisions. He's the type of player that you have to ask to come off the field. And, you know, that's when the conversations led to, hey, you need to shoot me straight and tell me where you are and let me make the decision to go out there. And I think as a coach, we have an appreciation for a player like that that always wants to be out there, that always wants to practice. But, you know, we made a decision along with the medical staff and doctors to, you know, rest him and get him ready for the season. And I think that's been beneficial for us. I think that we were able to, you know, overcome that, and he's feeling better and better each time.
You had a vision for what kind of defense you wanted to have. How do you think Mike has utilized his talent and, you know, mixed things up, if you will, so far?
Yeah, I mean, we want to be an attacking defense, and we want to cause turnovers, obviously. I think that, you know, right now we have a good mix of what's going on. I think we're getting a lot of good play out of you know, some players that we really didn't know we were going to have to count on coming in here. You know, with the injury to obviously Stephon Gilmore, and then obviously Jarris Bird working hard to come back. Those are two, you know, impact type players, and we're getting good production of them. And then starting, you know, at our nickel position, you know, Nickel Roby, you know. So we're getting good production out of that. And then obviously you have young players like Kiko coming in, which you're getting high production of, you know. And then you have a good balance of, you know, the packages that we have with the rest of the linebackers, and the defensive line is playing well.
Do you feel like Jarris Bird has taken any, has there been any progress there? Has he done more in practice, that type of thing?
I do. I think every day, you know, it is progress. And, you know, it's just a matter of time now to when it gets to that point where, you know, he's going to be able to go out there. So I think we're getting closer and closer. He's working extremely hard. Really proud of how he's working with the younger players and even the veteran players back there. I mean, you know, Jimmy Leonard is more of a veteran player. Aaron Williams is really his first time back there. And, you know, Jarris has been doing an excellent job. It's like having an extra coach. And but I told him he's too young to coach, and we want to get him on the field.
The decisions you made with Jarris of whether or not he'll play, do you make those the morning of the game, or do you know by Friday whether or not he's going to play? For the first 2 weeks.
I struggle a little bit. I'll tell you exactly how I do it. I think that, you know, in our profession, we've always been places where I've been. I can only talk about, you know, my past. We've always said it, you know, right before the game, you know. And the reason why is because we don't want people getting to them and knowing, because sometimes strategically it's going to be a could mean a difference. You know, if you dress a lot of wide outs, maybe you're thinking more four wide. You know, maybe they're thinking you're going to be more 21. So there is a little bit of strategy to it. And you know how we are. We're always paranoid about a lot of things. But, you know, I'm a little bit different. I think that, if, you know, I try to put myself in the player's position, you know, and usually at some point, you know, whether it's, you know, Saturday morning, you know, I'll make sure I tell a player, but I'll also tell them, you know, don't tell your family, don't tell anybody else, you know, don't say anything. I'm just doing this out of respect. Now, the next day, if someone's in, you know, gets sick or something, we can bring you up. But this is our thought process going into the weekend. That's how I handle it.
Philosophical question from Sunday's game. I know we're too far removed, so hopefully
it's okay. Right.
I know you like to address these before they happen, sure, instead of after, but sometimes we don't know about it.
Right.
Fourth and two.
Right.
You kick the field goal.
Right.
Fourth and two, essentially, you go for two instead of kick the extra point. What's the difference?
The possessions, you know, and feeling how the way the game was going, and being able to At that time, normally I don't look at the two-point chart until the fourth quarter, has been my philosophy. That's what I've always done. I just had a feeling that this was the right time. I felt we had a really good play. I felt that we were going to be able to execute it, and I felt that, you know, we needed to go ahead and get the 2 points now and tie the game. So, you know, that one's probably more of a feel, you know, than it was from the strategy of what I've done before.
And the idea of whether to kick or go for, did you consider trying to score a touchdown there? Or
on the fourth, when we kicked
when you kicked the 20-yarder?
The 20-yarder?
A little bit. If you can recall for me right now, what was the point in the game?
It was early third quarter.
It was early third quarter, and the score was
7-6, I believe.
Right, that made it 7-6.
Yeah,
right.
7-6.
Yeah. I just felt more comfortable kicking it there, getting it to 7-6, and knowing that we had the field goal again. Our defense was playing well.